So today is the last day of New York Fashion Week, that twice-yearly ritual where retailers and editors decide what they think we want to buy in the spring. To give us a peek, we spoke with Sally Singer. She's the editor-in-chief of T, the New York Times style magazine, and she joined us from our New York bureau. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the trends in fashion you're seeing? What is my wife going to be telling me that she wishes she could buy next spring?
Next spring, your wife is going to want to wear a print, is what the New York designers are saying. In fact, she might want to wear three prints, and there might be like a neon streak in them somewhere. Certainly more whimsical than we've seen fashion in some time.
Whimsical prints. Why does fashion seem to be going in that direction with women's clothing heading to the spring?
I think it's a few things. We saw in Europe for the fall some wonderful prints of pansies and cats and dogs and the like. So you have a surge out of Europe for print and color. That's one thing. On the other thing is that we've been in a pretty minimal period. And, you know, that plays itself out with the retailers. A woman only needs so many pairs of chic black pants or so many cream jackets. What does she need now? She needs a dress covered in birds. And or that's the hope.
Well, what's the mood of the retailers who are sitting out there in the audience with you?
You know, I feel this season they seem upbeat. I mean, cautiously upbeat.
Sure.
But more upbeat than I've seen in a while. It might be that they've seen, and I hear this, that those who have money seem to be shopping and seem to be consuming in a way that might be out of step with what we've just read on the front page of the paper, that the poverty rates are the highest they've been in decades, I think. So it just might be that the top end of retail is sustaining itself, which is exciting for the retailers who sit at the shows because they know that what they're buying from these shows will get to somebody.
So some of the brands that are at these shows are certainly familiar to our audience. I mean, big American designers, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger. Who are the young designers who are going to be those future Calvins and Tommies?
Well, I think this week so far, we've really seen a new generation emerge who have the capacity, the drive, the sort of at oneness with their customer to build those sorts of brands. There's Alexander Wang, who's still exceedingly young. I don't even know if he's 25 yet. He is the go-to person for skinny, sporty, techno-y, hipster chic, and his show was a fantastic exercise in branding. And it wasn't a show about the future of fashion and direction and couture. It was a show about how kids want to look right now. Rag & Bone, same thing. Two guys, British, fantastic line, started by doing Made in America jeans and shirts for men. Now they have a full line that, again, has everything from the sunglass to the shoe speaks to a generation that loved rave culture, that likes a bit of historicism and nostalgia. And I would say the third would be Olivier Teskins, who made his name doing exceedingly beautiful ball gowns in Paris. He now has a line for Theory called Teskins Theory. It's like a baggy dropped crotch trouser and layered tailored jackets. And when you saw it, you thought, I need all those clothes in my closet. And they cost usually under $700, which still is a lot of money. I absolutely grant you that, but isn't $7,000.
But sounds like the headline from Fashion Week is women get ready for print season next spring.
Or print exhaustion.
Print exhaustion. That's Sally Singer, who is editor-in-chief of T, the New York Times style magazine. Sally, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.